Blog Talk Radio. Eddie James. I am. Amen. I am. I'm hope. I'm peace. I'm light. And that more abundantly. Glory to God. I am. Amen. Amen. When Moses asked the Lord, he was a little concerned about his pediment of speech. And he said, Lord, I can't go before these people. And who am I going to tell Pharaoh? What am I going to say to Pharaoh? Who sent me? He said, tell him I am. Hallelujah. I am that I am. That's all he needs to know. Glory to God. And God certainly proved himself over and over again. And that's what God will do when you trust him. When you give your whole heart to him, your mind, your body, your soul, when you give it all to God, all you have to do is trust that I am. Ah, glory to God. Trust that I am. He said, I am your future, and I leave your past behind. I am your future. Glory to God. Anybody have a future today? Glory. I bless the Lord today. I thank him. Amen. For another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Another opportunity to open up my mouth and give him some praise. Another opportunity to tell him how thankful I am. I don't have to wait until Thanksgiving with the nation set aside. I don't have to wait. Oh, God, I bless you today. But every day he allowed me to wake up. Every day his mercies are renewed upon me. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. That's a reason, glory, to give God some praise. That's a reason to tell him how much I love him, how much I appreciate him. Amen. When, oh, God, when folks turn their back on me, hallelujah, I still, hey, you know, I was still able to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. How many know that all of our help, it don't come from your brother, it don't come from your mother, it don't come from your sister, it comes from God. Because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, I said if it had not been for the Lord on our side, see, friends will forsake you, hallelujah, but glory, there is a friend that will stick by you closer than a brother, and his name, that name is Jesus. He said, I'll stick by you closer than a brother. He also said, when my mother and my father forsake me, hallelujah, he said, the Lord, will take me up. Oh, I bless the Lord today, even in the midst of my difficulties, even in the midst of my struggles, even in the midst of my tests and my trials, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. There's nothing I'm going through that's bigger than my God. Ah, glory. No words can be said to me, amen, that will cancel out what God has said about me. Glory to God. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him. I welcome you all to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. We had some urgent business that we had to take care of yesterday, so we weren't on, and I wasn't even able to post. It was extremely important, and I wasn't even able to post that we were canceling the broadcast. And even today, having some difficulties, I'm out. So I'm in my vehicle today. Glory to God, but God is going to bless. Amen, amen. As I'm pulling up the switchboard now, glory to God, I bless the Lord. I thank him, I thank him, I thank him. Hallelujah, there's no God like our God. Glory to God. So we're excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what God is doing, not just in my life, but in the lives of those that trust him, in the lives of those that have made a commitment, in the lives of those that have said, I don't care what come or go, I'm going to serve you. Hallelujah. Those that have made vows, I mean intentional vows. When you make an intentional vow, you are serious. Some people just make vows when they're in trouble. Glory to God. Some people just make vows, make vows when they're in trouble. Glory to God. But if you can make an intentional vow, glory to God, you know God will honor that thing. God will honor that thing. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord today. I give him glory. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. We're pulling out this switchboard. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiya no Mosiah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all going to work. It's all working for our good. It's working for my good. Glory to God. It's working for my good. Amen, amen, amen. It's working for my good. Glory to God. I bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. We're excited about going a little bit higher. We're going to continue on with our destiny focus from last week. Bane, glory. Amen, amen. We had a marvelous time last week. Amen. Talking about vain glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We had Bishop Jesse Grant was with us last week, and also Frank Delaney was with us. Amen, amen. And they talked about that thing. Glory to God. So we bless God. We're continuing on today. We're excited about our speaker for today, amen, a man that I have come to love and embrace as a soldier, as a warrior, amen, one that's not afraid, glory to God, one, hallelujah, one that have made a commitment to trust God, glory to God, so I bless the Lord for him today, hallelujah, I give him glory, I give him praise, glory to God, you know, the Bible say a friend loveth at all times. Amen. And you can't find but a few friends. Amen. A few friends. Amen. People that are ready to accommodate whenever they're called upon. People that are ready, amen, to fulfill the assignment that's on their life. Amen. And even help to fulfill your assignment. Amen. How many know we need help? Glory to God. We ain't in this thing by ourselves, and that's why God sent the world, and his creation was all designed around families, amen, people that would make a commitment, amen, people that would, Lord, have mercy to Jesus, people that didn't matter which way, come or go, I'm going to serve God. Hallelujah. I'm going to serve him. Glory to God. So you have to be committed. You have to be committed. Hallelujah. This thing won't work if you're not committed. Hallelujah. All right, all right, all right. Pastor Stinks is, I know he's ready. He's in the gap. Amen. We're trying to get this switchboard up. Pastor Stinks, just bear with us a moment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a time when I, woo, it's all right, though. God going to work it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, I bless you. It's all right. It's all right. There you go. It's up now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With the enemy mental. Evil, God always turn it around for your good. I mean to know that it's working for our good. Hallelujah. So good to see Mother Terry on the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now all I need you to do is just open up, open up. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm not discouraged. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've been through worse things than this. Getting the switchboard up ain't about nothing. Amen. The man of God is live. He's on the line. He's on the line. Pastor Sphinx, can you hear me?
Yes. Praise the Lord, Pastor.
All right. All right. All right. We up and running. Hallelujah. I have the cell phone switchboard up and the laptop. It's up. It's up. And we certainly are ready to hear a word from the Lord. And I tell you, this man of God is doing an awesome work in the nation. Amen. He's a husband of one wife. Amen. He's a father. He's a grandfather. He's a prayer warrior. He's a preacher. He's a prophet. Amen. He's most of all, I believe, he's a man that is sold out. S-O-U-L-E-D. Sold out. Amen. He don't have no hidden agendas. Glory to God. He's sold out to God. He's sold out to listening to the voice of God. He sold out to reaching souls, amen, evangelizing, amen, and telling people about the goodness of Jesus. And, you know, when you find people like that, they just move you to do more. Amen. They compel you. They make you, hallelujah. How many feel like sometimes you can run through troops after you hear a word from the Lord?
God.
And especially the person that's delivering it. Amen. So this man of God is awesome. We love him. I tell you, he's a brother that loves God's people. And I'm one, I'm not quick to just put people up as lovers of God, amen, because they can love God out of one side of their mouth and then out the other side they're doing something other than, amen. But I believe he's a man that has been that is sold out for Christ, amen, and he loved the Lord and he loved the work that God has given him to do, amen. He's a lover. See, you got to be a lover of people, and people are so. Amen. If you can't love people, then hey, you're in the wrong business. You're in the wrong business.
Ooh.
Souls are people. Amen. And God is in the soul business. He's into drawing folks unto him. Not to ourselves, but unto him. Amen. So we give God glory for this man of God that's going to come and minister to our hearts today. Again, I thank God for Mother Charity. I see Pastor Gloria on the line. Amen. And some other ones are on the line that I may not recognize your number right off. Amen. I'm working in this vehicle today, so just bear with me. So we would like to take this time to present to some and introduce our speaker of the hour, none other than Prophet George R. Spinks. Amen, a Jersey boy, amen, by the way of Virginia. God bless you, man of God, and he can pray, and
praise
I am
the
Lord. Bless him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Father God, we first and foremost, Father God, we give you honor. Father God, we reverence you. We extol thee. Father God, we lift your awesome, magnificent name, oh, God, creator of the heavens and the earth. Father God, we thank you because we can't move, come, or go without you. Father God, it is in you that we live, move, and have our being. Father God, we need you to come in. Take over, Father God. Hallelujah. Move by your spirit, less of us and more of you, Jesus. Father God, search our hearts even right now, God. Set the crooked places straight. Father God, forgive us of our many sin according to your loving kindness. David said, blot out our transgression and iniquities. In the abundance of your mercy, have mercy on us, God. Father God, we thank you from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Father God, we give your name the praise. The psalmist said, if I had 1,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough. Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Whoa.
We give you praise even right now for deliverance, for healing. Oh, Father God, for elevation, dedication, for revelation. Father God, we thank you right now for the blood. Never lose its power. We thank you to be covered under the blood in the blood covenant. Father God, we thank you to be a called out, chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Father God, we thank you, joint heirs together, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Father God, many members, but we are one in the body of Christ. So, Father God, we thank you right now, God. Anybody on this line right now, Father God, anything going on, oh God, that's not like you, we come against it right now. We cast down every vain imagination, every high thing that exalts itself above all that is your knowledge, God, ready to avenge the disobedient, bringing into captivity every thought, the mind, to the obedience of your will, God. Be a hedge of protection over this line, God. Father God, touch every soul on this line, those that are coming on. Father God, we don't want it the way we're coming on, but Father God, if you impart in us, Father God, give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, open up our ears, that our ears be the ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Father God, we thank you on today. Bless God, Pastor Adrian Bernard, even the more, God, broadcast ministry, the blog talk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We give honor to God, the head of our life, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I thank God for my spouse. Hallelujah for Tia. I thank God for the woman in my life. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah for my family. I praise and thank God for my spiritual family. I thank God for everyone on the line, everyone in their respectful places, to all the clergy. We just give honor on today, and we do thank God. We love so dearly Pastor Adrian Bernard. I tell you, a woman of God for such a time as this, with an awesome platform that God has anointed and ordained for such a time as this. And we thank God for the topic that is going forward, even on last week and even this week. She said we're continuing on. So I thank God on today. I just want to speak into your ear briefly. Praise be to God. And I am going to touch on the theme, vainglory, and the scripture, Philippians chapter 2. Praise be to God. And the third verse. The third verse. And we will deal with Galatians. Praise be to God, the fifth chapter and the 26th verse. And we're going to read from the King James Version. I want to read real briefly, real quickly, Philippians 2 and 3. I believe that's where the theme came from. Praise be to God, Philippians 2 and 3. And it says on this wise, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Praise be to God. And I want to go and I want to read Galatians 5 and 26. Galatians 5 and 26. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. And we can't be God-given. We can't do nothing without him. Praise be to God. Galatians 5 and 26 reads, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Praise be to God. I'm going to read that again. Galatians 5th chapter, the 26th verse. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Ah, my God, hallelujah. Help us, God, in the name of Jesus. I got to read it again. Galatians 5 and 26, King James, the traditional version. It says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the scriptures that we have read. Father God, we believe we read what you have given us to read on today. And now, Lord, we need you to take us in. We need you to revelate us. We need you, Father God, to give us the wisdom and the understanding, the knowledge of your word. Father God, for your word says that the man and woman of God will be thoroughly furnished. And Father God, he who began a great work is able to complete it to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we are in total dependence of you, God. Oh, Father God, give us what thou have for us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to talk about vainglory, being under heavy conviction. And I was going through with this subject even when Pastor Adrian Bernard announced on the last week what God had put in her spirit for the topic, the theme, vainglory. And I thought about this thing, and I thought about this thing, and what a powerful subject to be discussing. Because in such a time as this, and the platforms that God is anointing and appointing, and God is allowing to rise up in this hour and in this season, and we're seeing mega ministries, and we're seeing awesome platforms and awesome men and women of God whom God is calling forward in this hour and giving the responsibility to be in the leadership position, and many with the responsibility and the obligation to be a leader of a flock, oh my God, and to be leading those whom God has called. saved and delivered souls and to guide them in the word of God, that they may live the godly kind of life. And an hour such as this, oh, what a topic, vain glory. I know some are saying, well, I'm not a vain glory person. And so what is vain glory? Because I find it in studying, and I find it in carefully following and studying the ministry of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and how he dealt with certain issues. He had a way to deal with certain things differently than some other things. And when it came to leadership, praise be to God, we see it all the way back through the Old Testament, how God deals with leadership. Praise be to God. And vain glory. Oh, my God, what a subject. Praise be to God. But I find it in the studying that it's that to know a word and not know the defiance of that word or the meaning of that word is just a powerless bunch of group of letters. Praise be to God. And it's not enough to get a word and just be able to speak it verbally and then not understand what it means. Praise be to God. It's like having the word and not having a revelation. Praise be to God. But it's very important to get understanding. The Bible says in all thy getting, get understanding. So it's not enough just to be a member of a church or the member of an organization and not be active in what you belong to. So vain glory. What is vain glory? Praise be to God. Vain glory. Oh, my God. When I looked it up, it says inordinate pride in oneself or one's achievement, excessive vanity. Solomon speaks about vanity. No matter to have everything, you can have all the people you choose to have in this life. You can have all the money. You can have all the wealth. But to not have Christ is empty. It's vanity. Come on, somebody. It's vanity. And then he says excessive vanity. So what is vanity? Because vanity is another word for vainglory. It's excessive pride in one's appearance or accomplishment. Conceit. It's to be conceited in oneself. It's to be thinking higher of yourself than you ought to be. It's to have a form of pride about oneself and one's accomplishments. The Bible says that pride comes before a fall. So if pride is in existence, what's following it is a fall. Come on, somebody. Vain glory. Excessive pride. What is excessive pride? It's worthlessness. Oh, my God. A ministry without Jesus is empty. A life without Jesus is empty. To brag about oneself and not honor the giver of the blessing, to not honor the creator and rather honor the creation, is worthless. It's vain glory. We can't forget who called us and appointed us and positioned us in the positions that we carry. It's not to get beside oneself and then start taking credit to oneself. Herod took that type of credit, and he came to the balcony of his castle, and the people praised him like a god. And he received that thing and gave worship unto himself, and it says that lightning came from above, struck him, and destroyed him because he did not give God the glory. It's very important to understand that we need to recognize from whence cometh our help, and we need not take credit unto ourselves. John said, less of me and more of Jesus. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. We need to glorify God, not glorify self, not glorify flesh. People will glorify you, but don't let people mess you up. Praise be to God. Give praise unto God. He said, give unto him what's due unto his name. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Praise be to God. It's worthlessness or futility, the vanity of regretting missed opportunities. Sometimes we slow when it comes to ministry, or we slow when it comes to God. And you know what? We allow ourselves to be set up for a lifetime of regret. But when you realize and recognize whom God has called you, and when you come into the realization of the anointing that God has placed on your life, the Bible says it's very important that we be humble, because the Bible says God gives grace to the humble, but he despises the proud. Praise be to God, don't have vain glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is very important. Praise be to God, to acknowledge from which cometh our help and from where cometh our blessing. Praise be to God, we may have a healing ministry. God has put the anointing on to heal. Praise be to God, but don't allow yourself to get beside yourself. People start giving you the praise. People start lifting you up as if you were God. And we need to let people know that it's from God which cometh our help. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, my God, my God, my God, vain glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Philippians 2 and 3 said, let nothing be done through strife. I remember Jesus speaking to the disciples, and there was a question to let one sit on the left and one on the right. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And then one count of the gospel, it says the mother of James and John, the boys of thunder, Zebedee's sons, asked Jesus to give that to her sons, one on the left and one on the right. And Jesus said, it is not for me to give, but it's for whom my Father has it. Hallelujah. But let me ask you a question. Will you drink from my cup? Yes, and from my cup you will drink. Come on, somebody. And it says that the other disciples reasoned within themselves. Jesus even knew what they were thinking. But Jesus said to them, let there be no strife amongst you, because it ought not be amongst us. There is no room for getting jealous of the next one. Praise be to God. But we need to honor God and glorify God, and we need to praise God with our brothers and sisters as God elevates one. We need to know for one to get elevated, we all elevated. Praise be to God. The Bible said the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. When one go through, we all go through. But vain glory, come on, somebody. Let nothing, the scripture says, let nothing, oh my God, be done through strife or vain glory. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Praise be to God. The italicized words are not in the Greek. We're reading here in Philippians 2 and 3, not in the Greek, but perhaps ellipsis has better be supplied from the Greek. So here we see it says, fulfill ye my joy in the second verse of this third chapter. The Apostle Paul, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. So other words, thinking nothing in the way of strife, or rather, fatuous intrigue, self-seeking. We don't want to be self-seeking. Praise be to God. Philippians 1:16 says, the one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, but supposing to add affliction to my bond. Come on, some people preach the gospel, and it's not with good intentions towards you, but with the intentions to add strife to you. But Paul says, but nevertheless, the gospel is being preached. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When you can humble yourself and die to this flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to die to the flesh. Ain't no time to be pumping up flesh. Ain't no time to be pumping up self. Ain't no time to be getting conceited. Ain't no time to be walking in your own glory. Ain't no time to be thinking it's all about me and a bag of chips. Come on, somebody. What you going to do when the chips is down? My God, if God don't raise us up, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, but don't get beside ourselves. We can't afford, hallelujah, hallelujah, to get beside ourselves and let pride enter in and then thinking it's all about us. My pastor is the greatest. Oh, my God, I'm the greatest evangelist there is. You better watch yourself, hallelujah. name of Jesus. The Bible says it's many members. Hallelujah. But we're all one in the body of Christ, having gifts different than another. Praise be to God. But if you prophesy according to your faith, according to the faith that you have, my God, if you minister here, wait on your ministry. Teachers, wait on your teaching. But let your calling be an election. Make full proof of your ministry. But hold up, somebody. Don't get conceited. The higher you go, the more humble we need to get. My God, the moment we realize some things, if we ain't careful, we'll take off on the wrong foot. Come on, somebody. You got those out there today. They done found out some stuff, and now they think they're bigger than God. They don't need nobody no more. But hold up, my God, don't do all this work, and let your living be in vain, and hell bound. Hallelujah. Ain't no time for vain glory. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's time to be humble. Come on, somebody. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. It is part which characterizes. Listen to this, people of God. It is the thought. It is the T-H-O-U-G-H-T. It is the thought which characterizes the action as good or bad before God. People can smile in your face, but in the back of their mind, they trying to set you up. Come on, somebody. I had a pastor, an overseer, my first spiritual mother, who poured into me, Dr. Reverend Bernie Jackson, of the Faith Temple Hall of Truth Church. She set us down. She said, listen, don't take it personal, but because you say you love me, don't make me with speed put you in certain positions, because a lot of people are say they love you and turn their back on you.
Come
people
on.
Feel
come
good
on.
1 minute, and the next minute they don't want to do nothing. But Paul, Dr. Paul told Timothy, give unto faithful men, not people who just love talking, but people who are committed and dedicated. Come on, somebody. A lot of churches done fail because they refuse to acknowledge the faithful few. But they rather try to save face and do the favoritism. People who ain't never in service, always getting something to do. But how about those that is always there? Got your back. Come on, somebody. Sometimes folk overlook faithful people, and wonder why their ministry is in a total wreck. Come on, somebody. Because you don't know a good thing when you see it. So big on yourself, and the reason why you fool around with fool arounds, because you want to be the only one acknowledged. Come on, somebody. A lot of preachers retiring because they're coming short, because they wouldn't use the help God blessed them with. Want to do everything, want to do the Sunday prayer. Want to teach the Bible study. Want to do Sunday morning service. Want to be the one in charge of Sunday school. And won't never acknowledge the gifts that is before them. Thinking it's all about them. Come on, somebody. Even Moses had to be told by his father-in-law, Moses, you got help out here. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I know sometimes it's easy to overlook the simple things, and that's all right. But once it's brought to your attention, do you choose to stay messed up, or will you choose to get in the blessed up? Come on, somebody. Catch this. Hayaramoshaka. Loneliness of mind. Oh, my God. You can't talk about vainglory without talking about lowliness of mind. Come on, somebody. The whole third verse, he said this. Come on, somebody. Ah, yada mosata. Ah, the whole third verse, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind. What? Let each esteem other better than self. Some people, oh, they done fell out now. What? You want me to recognize somebody else? You want me to acknowledge somebody? Yes. What if God felt the way we felt? Come on, somebody. He said, love and kindness have I joined you. Not only love, but kindness. Humble yourself. Esteem other higher than self. Come on, somebody. Loneliness of mind. What are we talking about, prophet? The direct relation of this grace is to God alone. It's to God alone, the direct relation of this grace. It's to God alone. It is the sense of dependence of the creature on the creator as such. The Bible says they done found recompense in their self, taking in meat. And then they rather worship the creation rather than the creator. Don't get big on yourself. The reason why is because when you start making flesh an idol, then you start, you know what, you lost. Apostle Paul was blinded before his eyes was open. Now, he thought he was seeing in the beginning, but he was blinded by the law. He was blinded by the letter. And when Jesus, and when he had an encounter, God had to knock him off his high horse. God will knock you down if you keep praying. Keep on praying. God got a way of getting to each one of us. Don't let God have to knock you down. The Bible says, willingly, humble yourself, come willingly. Whosoever will, let him come. People talking about, Lord, make me come. You don't want God to make you do nothing. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Under the sure mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. We got to humble ourselves. The man ain't talking about, you know, ducking your head down because you drop to your knees. That ain't what he's talking about. That ain't what he's talking about. We gotta get rid of that arrogantness. We gotta come into submission to God. When you come under submission, that means you totally surrender yourself. Come on, somebody. You know how many people get down on their knees to pray and ain't about doing nothing that God say do? Getting on your knees ain't humbling you. Submission humbles you. You got to submit yourself to God first. Then resist the devil and he'll flee. Come on, somebody. Oh, a lot of times they won't give you that part, but they'll talk about resist the devil. But how about submit yourself first? Come on, somebody. We got to humble ourselves. Oh, my God, my God. And it places all created beings in disrespect on a level. See, the one thing we got to remember, there is a level of respect that God requires out of each one of us. God is concerned about how we treat our neighbor. He ain't just worried about how we getting treated. God is concerned about how we treating others. You got folk who cry all day, I've been mistreated. Some folk mistreated because that's all they do is mistreat other people. You want somebody to respect you, start respecting others. We can't play with this thing. Ain't no time to be patting nobody on the back, making excuses for wrong behaviors. And you can't compromise because of your close relationship to somebody. If it's wrong for Bishop Cozy, it's wrong for Bishop Beauty. Whoever it is, if it's wrong for you, it's wrong for me. If it's wrong for me, it's wrong for you. You can't compromise. Get out of that vain glory. Come on, somebody. The man lowly of mind as to his spiritual life is independent of men and free from all slavish feelings while sensible of his continual dependence of God. We are independent of man, but independent of God. We got to depend on God. Oh, yes, we do. Who else is greater to serve? God's word is sure, yea and nay. Man will promise you today and break it before the night. Come on, somebody. But if God promised you something, God don't break his promises. When that promise don't go through, that's because we broke our promise with him. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God is not a man that he can lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Sometimes we'll try to shift focus and throw blame in places to avoid our own deceit. Don't be conceited. Don't be conceited. You got folk walk around with their nose up, and they act like their armpits don't catch perspire at times. Come on, ain't nobody been born the blessing to the world. Oh, man, it's going to be right now because you showed up. It's right for Jesus showed up. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hayara Moshata. So here we find still it indirectly affects his behavior toward his fellow men. What directs his behavior toward fellow men, preacher? Lowliness of mind. For conscious of his entire dependence on God for all his abilities, even as they are dependent on God for theirs. We all need God, not just you. The same God that blesses me, watches over me, the same God that will punish me if I'm disobedient, is the same God over you. You ain't got to fret because of a boss you got that's giving you hell. Do you know the same God you worship, that God is over that person even if they don't realize it? He said, I'll make the wealth of the wicked be laid up for the righteous. Come on, somebody. If we humble ourselves. See, when you humble yourself, guess what else happens? You become teachable. But when you in vain glory, prideful, conceited, arrogant, you stunt yourself. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You walk around like you're untouchable. Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For conscious of his entire dependence on God, for all his abilities, we need God for everything God has imparted in us. We have to consult God for everything. When you got to speak a commitment, you better go before God. We need God's instruction, and we need to know if God has this assignment for us or not. How about wait on the Lord? We hear that a lot. Wait on the Lord. You got people who say wait on the Lord struggling with their waiting. So don't mean we're good in that area. But I heard somebody say when you talk about it, it's a better chance for you now because you're talking about, you're addressing that issue. But you know, we so gifted, we learn stuff, and then we get more arrogant. You got folk that go to the programs, learn the program lingo, get to come out and be more sarcastic. Ain't trying to become clean, not trying to be in recovery, just want to learn how to be more smart aleck. We don't get in the Bible to study the word of God to use it as a weapon to kill people. No, this is the weapon to draw people to God. Come on, somebody. That person themselves will be convicted. When that word comes, that word will find you. You ain't got to beat nobody down. Just preach the gospel. The word will do what it do by itself. Just preach it. I remember one time I was in a shelter. Talk about vainglory. Woo! I was in a shelter, and they had a lot of Muslims in the shelter. But I thank God for Jesus. Because I've learned to be humble. Whatever you came through in your life, whatever God delivered you from, ought to have taught you a better behavior. If you was homeless, you ought to have a better respect for homeless people. If you was an addict, drugs, alcohol, prostitute, a thief, or just a sinner, all of us got that testimony. There's none where all have sinned come short of the glory of God. Jesus had to come because we was a lost nation. Come on, somebody. We couldn't do it ourselves. So listen, I'm in the shelter, and I couldn't understand what was going on at first, but it's like the Lord had my eyes shut, and I could hear the word of God in my spirit said, don't look on their faces. How many preachers know this one? You can preach a message, but the moment you see certain things in the audience, your message will change. Because we'll start taking things personal. Come on, somebody, I know it's right. Good God Almighty, if you ain't been there, it's all right. But I tell you, God is so good. You'll start seeing stuff. I was in that shelter. You got folk walk around, and they looking like, oh, my God, who he think he is? Now, all of a sudden, you get an attitude while you preaching. And now you start pulling your knife out like Peter, ready to chop their ear off. And Jesus said, put your sword back in your sheath. And then he puts the ear back on the one you offended by. Come on, somebody. You might not never been through that, but I've been in that. God had to deal with me, a natural born killer. When he brought me out to prison, I got back into faith by the grace of God. Man, I was out on them streets doing street ministry, talking about pride. I didn't even realize it was a silent member. But God dealt with me. I started reading. And then I saw in the word, I said, oh, wait a minute. Oh, God, forgive me. That word talking about, that's how I was acting. That's what you call that? See, the word will teach you. If you humble yourself and allow yourself to be teachable, but first you got to be able to confess your fault. If you know something going on with you that ain't right, confess that thing. You want to see somebody get delivered, I'll show you somebody of a confession. Come on, somebody. Good God Almighty, confess your faults to the Lord. Good God Almighty, you got to walk with your brother, confess your faults one to another. Pray ye one for another that you may be healed, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What makes us righteous? Submission unto God. Humbling ourselves and admitting when we wrong. Now, I don't mean you're perfect. It means when you acknowledge you out of place, you get in place. Come on, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I tell you, this thing is doing something for me. Ah, ayara moshaka. For all his abilities, even as they are dependent on God for theirs, he will not, come on, somebody, he will not pride himself on his abilities. How many pride themselves on things that they realize they could do? First you discover some things you can do. Now, all of a sudden, don't get your head big. Watch that vain glory. Let me tell you, so let me give you a nugget right here. I heard somebody preach one time, a backslider don't go back right away. It's a slow process. Come on, somebody. Pride don't just like that. It's a slow process. See, it likes to catch you sleeping. You don't even realize it's on board. And then it starts working its way like a spider weaving a web in you. And then all of a sudden you start doing it more and more, not realizing what's going on. And then you start getting good at it. And now it becomes a habitual behavior. You got to, the Bible says that he'll turn you into a reprobated mind. You can't play with God. Walking around in conceit and all that pride and then lording over people and trying to control, being a controller. Don't you know God see everything we do? We think God only see people that we point to. Get out of here. Come on, somebody. Ephesians 4:2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, with all lowliness and meekness. The Bible says, as much as lieth in us, be at peace with all men. And then it says, making supplication and prayer for all men. Don't you know you got to be humble even in your prayer life? You just can't pray for you all the time. Come on, somebody. Some folk only happy when they getting blessed. Well, you got to learn to be thankful to God when somebody else getting blessed. Come on, somebody. Colossians 3:12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. What? The fruit of the Spirit. And about vainglory. And we're not talking about vainglory as a jacket for you to receive and put on. We're talking about avoiding vainglory. This is something that you want to recognize and don't allow it to become a part of your life, not a part of my life. We don't want vainglory, but we want to give glory and honor to God. acknowledge him for who he is, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be who we are. Come on, some of us couldn't even be trusted one time in our life. And now people putting X amount of dollars in our hand, talking about, I want you to watch that for me until I'm going away. There was a time you couldn't give us 2 cents. There was a time you had to keep your eyes on me. You turn your eyes, you was God. Come on, somebody. Hey, this ain't no me up in here today. This is what the Lord has done in my life. You got folk want to take credit as if they saved themselves. Maybe they hear that expression too much. The life you save will be your own. That ain't what it's talking about. We can't save ourselves. If we could do that, then Jesus wouldn't have had to come. Each esteem translates as Greek. Esteeming each other superior to yourselves. What are you talking about? Instead of fixing your eyes on those points in which you excel, fix them on those in which your neighbor excels you. How about thanking God for the people God put into your life that has helped you to come to this point in your life? It's stuff we didn't even know if it hadn't been for some of the preachers that came on Blog Talk Radio. For some of the bishops, the elders, for some of the prophets that came on the platform in your church. Some of us was walking in the downtown area shopping, ran across a man and woman of God who stopped us and said, I see a glow on you. You mind if I pray for you? And then the spirit inside of you identified with that spirit that it was God's presence. And then they prayed with you and then spoke a word over your life. Now you run back and share it with other people. But listen, don't forget to give honor where it's due. Even when you read books and you get quotes, ain't nothing wrong with saying a quote by Martin Luther King. Some of us try to act like we came up with all this stuff. We don't want to acknowledge nobody. That's vainglory. I got a lot of books. I got a lot of books. I didn't get all this information as if I obtained anything. I'm like Apostle Paul. Not that I obtained, apprehended nothing. But this one thing I do know, that which is behind me is behind me. I press my way forward to the mark of the higher calling, the prize, which is Jesus Christ. Everything I ever had in the world, I counted loss to win Jesus. Come on, somebody. Ain't no bragging about all the jewelry you used to wear, all the cars you used to drive, all the doors you used to slam, all the women you used to be with, the men you used to be with. I got to say it like that, because it ain't just the brothers, it ain't just the sisters, it was all of us. You may not have went through what I went through, but you had your own hang up. And whatever your hang up is, praise be to God. And a lot of us, we was gifted in sin. The Bible says, gift work without repentance. Just because you gifted and you got some stuff, it don't make you no special somebody, especially when you're not acknowledging the one responsible for your existence. You got people out there right now can do some stuff on the outside. But I tell you what, you better make sure you know who on the inside. Come on, somebody. Good God Almighty. I done been in churches. They was throwing scriptures out, getting people numbers to run down there and play. The devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, know those that labor amongst you. And then he says, you will identify them by their fruit. Somebody got vainglory? Let me tell you, the Bible don't keep us in dark. God don't keep us in darkness. He said, walk in the light even as he is in the light. And if we in him even as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. So therefore, the Spirit of God is going to let me know some things concerning the circle that I'm involved in. You can look at a person's expression sometime and say, and it'll tell you some stuff about us. I used to did not like people. I'm keeping it real today, y'all. I got to keep it real every day. Praise be to God, since Jesus came in my life. It was a way that people chew gum that had an arrogance about it. And I tell you, I used to look, I didn't know a lot of stuff. I didn't understand why I was picking up on certain stuff when I was out there. But good God Almighty, hallelujah. Do you know a lot of us, when we were born, God knew us before we was formed in our mother womb. God had already, there was gifts in us. But what was happening is we didn't understand the gift. We didn't know who we was. And then we were in the wrong position. But when God, come on somebody, when God draw you in, and when he start cultivating your gift that you may utilize it to the glory of God, come on somebody, now we look back and say, oh, I used to have dreams and they used to, certain stuff, visions would come to me, but I didn't understand it. You got some of us right now, we can pick it up in the spirit just like that. Come on, somebody. So don't try to pray and nobody, fool nobody, because there are some people in God will read you just like that. Oh, my God, just because you put big offerings in the pot don't mean nothing. Some people do that on a pride move, a big show. But the Bible says give gracefully, not grudgingly, and not doing it for, you know, filthy lucre, and not doing it to be boastful, because then you miss your reward. Oh, my God, come on, help me somebody. Romans 8:5 says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Praise be to God. I feel myself winding in. I'm coming in. But listen, we must set ourselves in earnest to mortify the deeds of the body and to walk in newness of life, not being desirous of vain glory under unduly wishing for the esteem and applause of men. We don't stop doing stuff to get the applause of men and the esteem of men. Not being desirous of vainglory or unduly wishing for the esteem and applause of men. Not provoking or envying one another, but seeking to bring forth more abundantly those good fruits which are through Jesus Christ to the praise and glory of God. What are those good fruits? I'm glad you asked. Galatians 5:22. And I'm ending on this scripture. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. 23rd, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The NLT version reads, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. What kind of fruit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. I didn't see vainglory in there. Could somebody help me? Did you see it? I didn't see vainglory in there. But it said love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Long-suffering is patience. He is long-suffering, not his will that any man should perish, but that all should be called to the call of repentance. So I thank God for you all on today. Remember, let us be humble. Let us consider other higher than self. Let us consider the estate of someone else. Let us have compassion, even as Jesus had compassion for us. Let us have loving kindness, even as God, with loving kindness, drew us to his Son. God didn't give up on us. Why should we give up on anybody? God didn't put us down, but he tore down the walls of partition, giving us access that we may come to him boldly to the throne of grace and make our petition known unto God. And believing, he that comes to God has to believe that he is God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Let us love one another. Let brotherly love continue. Get rid of pride if it exists within you. You can give it to God and leave it there. All you got to do is surrender to the Lord. Tell God about it. And when you go to him, don't go to him. You can't game him. You can't con him. You can't fool God. My pastor said, don't throw it far enough to pick it back up. Come on, somebody. But get rid of it. Let it go and let God. Let him esteem us. Let us be meek and lowly in heart. He said, take his yoke upon us. Learn of him. For his yoke is easy. His burden is his light. For he's meek and lowly. He said, and we can learn of him, and we're going to find rest to our soul. Praise be to God. There's rest in the Lord if we humble ourselves. A lot of people stressed out because they're too busy trying to do more than they're supposed to. I'm bringing it in. Praise be to God. I tell you, God is so good. He's an awesome God. I thank God for you all on today. Keep me in your prayers, my family in your prayers, even as you are doing. And we're praying for each of you likewise. We thank God for you, and God bless you. Father God, we thank you for the word that you've given us. We thank you for the message that you allowed us to attempt and preach. Father God, and we ask you to let us not, Lord, keep us humble, that we not forget. Father God, let us not be preachers that just give message out and then forget the very advice that was given unto us. We got to take that same advice. Father God, we thank you on today, God, and we give your name the praise, and we claim the victory by the power and authority and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Back in your hands, Pastor. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Woo, Lord have mercy. That was sound doctrinaire. Sound. Amen. Sound. Hallelujah. It wasn't his doctrine. It was sound doctrine. He gave us the scripture. Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus. You said so many things, I tell you. These are the kind of messages that are just not for the average saint. This is for leaders. This is for leaders. Oh, God, oh, God. Man, you done preached here today. Lord, have mercy. I'm driving right now, so if you all hear any noises, I'm driving to get my mother right now, but I was so on target with everything that the man of God has spoken in our spirit today, on-time word. Vain glory. Vain glory. He said so many things. You know, you got to go back, and I'm so happy that we have an archive that you can go back into and listen to these messages. If you missed anything, you can go back. Hallelujah. You've got a notepad and your pen and you missed something, go back. These, I say it all the time, these messages are not just coming in. God just don't use men and women of God because they don't have anything else to do. Glory! God is trying to help us. Because anybody that perish, they're going to perish because of their own self. Nobody going to send you to hell. You're going to send yourself there. Ah, glory to God. Dang glory, that was heavy. Hey, God, Jesus. Woo, Lord, have mercy. You know the Bible says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. We got, he said so much about vain glory today. You know, each and every one of us need to examine ourselves. We need to examine ourselves, because if we're not doing it as unto the Lord, then what we're doing, it's in vain. God ain't pleased with it. You might please somebody's flesh, but if God is not getting any glory, and closing out this year and even, you know, asking the Lord to bless us to see another year, if God gets no glory out of what I'm doing, then why should I do it? Why should I do it? I'm just not doing things anymore to just have a meeting and just have a fellowship and a gathering and even sitting down eating with folks. If it's not bringing any glory to the Lord, please, all this our
hallelujah.
See, even on the day, you know, we a holiday coming up, and we go over to this one's house and that one's house and this one. And many of us, you know, we sit right in the midst while they're smoking, sit right in the midst while they're drinking. Oh, well, it don't bother me. Well, it's going to bother me. It bothers me.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. You're my family, and I'm praying for you, and I love you, but I just can't participate. And that don't make me
hallelujah.
So holy. And that's the first thing folks say. Oh, you're so holy.
Yep.
And I. No, the scripture told me to come out from among them and be ye separate.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If I'm going to come out from them, and if I'm going to be ye separate, all that foolishness. I did that 30 years ago, man of God. What would it cost me now to go back and get on the dance floor? What glory would it bring to the Lord for me to put on a mini skirt? Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And put on something that's going to seduce. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. If we're not doing it as unto the Lord, if we're not doing it to win souls, people of God, we have to make a difference. And that don't say you putting yourself above someone else. We got to make a difference. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My God.
Hallelujah. So I'm going to try to open up the lines. I've lost connection with my internet. Just bear with me, you all. We're going to try to open up the lines. Prophet Sphinx has spoke today out of his heart. Out of his heart. Amen. And I know it was not just his word, but it was the word that God has given him. Amen. Sometimes we think we just pull things out of the air. But no, God gave him that word. And that word was to encourage us. That word, sometimes the word is not comfortable. It didn't come to tear us down. The word comes to refresh. It comes to restore.
Yes.
It comes to revive. Amen. It comes to awaken our understanding. Glory to God.
Yes.
Dang glory. Dang glory. One of the greatest kings that ever lived was King Solomon. Why? Because God said he was going to give, he was giving him something that nobody else would be able to hold claim to. And that was wisdom. He said, Solomon, because you didn't ask for riches, you didn't ask for your name to be on the marquee, you didn't ask to be sitting on my right side or my left side. He said, I gave you an opportunity. Oh, man, I tell you, the rich. God told Solomon, I gave you an opportunity to ask for anything you desire, anything that was in your heart. And the only thing King Solomon asked for was wisdom. And
God
said,
hallelujah,
because you only asked for wisdom, he said, I'm going to give you life and that more abundantly. God gave him riches. He gave him men servants and man servants. The Bible says that Solomon was one of the wisest men that ever lived. Amen. And he only asked for wisdom. But you know what? Because of those things, because of all of these trappings, all these sex traps, and all of these other traps that we find ourselves in, amen, he got lured. He got lured. And the man of God said, just because God has blessed you and given you a ministry and what have you, and, you know, we get pumped up and we get big head, and we won't even use the people that's right in our midst, because we don't want nobody to get named to be recognized but ours. Come on. If you ain't into if God has given you a position of leadership, you should be concerned about those that set up under you. You should be willing to train them. You should be willing to train them. That should be your mindset. But we're afraid we're going to lose people. Well, you're going to lose them anyway. Because if God's going to give them an assignment, they have to obey God. They can't sit there for 15 and 20 and 30 years and they say, God have a calling on their life, and then when the Lord give them assignment, you handcuff them, you put shackles on them. Come on, we can't do that. Glory to God. So let me try to open up the lines. You have ministered today. You have truly ministered today. Hallelujah. I see that Pastor Corey must have dropped off. Glory to God. Let me see if I could open up Mother's line. Ah, God, bless you today. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bang glory. thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Now let me open up the... I hate this, but guess what? That's what happens when you're dealing with these devices. Devices.
Yes, that's
but I
all
have
right.
My mother here. I'm going to let her say a little something to the people. Hello, how y'all doing?
Praise
for me. Praise
the Lord.
His mother is kind of crazy. That's what the dog says. I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They just say that about me, but I'm fine. Bless y'all.
Bless
amen,
you, mother. Bless
amen.
You.
Did you all hear?
Yes.
Prophet Sphinx?
Yes.
Amen.
Bless her.
Amen. I'm out of dialysis, but I'm doing fine. I'm on my way to get
wonderful.
Some bell pepper to some garlic.
That's all right. We keeping you up in prayer, mother.
Okay, do that. I appreciate that.
Yes. God bless you.
And God bless you, too. Thank you. All right.
You're
she's
welcome.
Gone in the store. I'm not able to open up the line. This device won't let me open up the other lines. I do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Prophet Spinks, God bless you. I wasn't able to open up those the lines. Amen. We had quite a few callers on the line. I can't open the line. I do see Mother Cherry. I saw Sister Nitra, Pastor Gloria. Also, another number from the 908 area code. That's the same area code with Prophet Sphinx. The last four of your numbers, 6341. God bless you. We just wasn't in position today. I did have the laptop open, but I left out a range where I wasn't able to have that Wi-Fi connection. So God bless you. I tell you, I pray that this message, I've seen some other numbers on the line. Area code 209-425-9480. Amen, Area. I'm sorry. 209, the last four of your numbers, 9480. Again, Pastor Gloria, Sister Nitra. I see also area code 318. I don't know if that's Minister Tremell. 318 area code. Amen. 404 is your last four of your numbers, so I'm not able to open the line. So God bless you. We got to go back to Pastor Spinks. Amen. Pastor, don't miss tomorrow. Pastor Gloria Smith. My friend,
yes.
My confidant, my sister in Christ, I tell you, this woman of God has been such a blessing to me. Me transitioning back to this city, she and her husband, Elder Randy, Pastor Randy, and her daughter, and even her sons, just her whole family just have been a blessing to me, and we just love her, feel like I've been knowing her my whole life. That's the kind of person she is. She's genuine, amen, and she certainly means business. She's another one that is sold out for the Lord, so don't miss tomorrow. Invite someone to come on the line, Pastor Gloria Smith of Sons and Daughters of Farmers out of New Orleans, Louisiana, by way of North Carolina.
Hallelujah.
She'll be with us on tomorrow ministering. Thank God for Mother Cherry on with us, so I see some other numbers that I'm not familiar with, so God bless you all. I do apologize for the inconvenience, but nevertheless, we'll be up and running on tomorrow. I apologize for yesterday. We had some that I had to tend to, so we weren't able to get back on the line. Amen. Do visit, if you're on social media, do visit Prophet Sphinx page. Amen. He have Live and Learn Ministries. He's on Tuesday evenings. If you're not a friend of his on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you can do so. He'll give you that information. Also, visit Sons and Daughters of Promise with Pastor Gloria Smith. Amen. If you're not one of her friends, friend her. She's on, has a Monday Miracle Prayer Line, and she's also on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Amen. So we're looking forward to her ministering on tomorrow. Amen. So we're going to go right on into finishing up this topic, vain glory. Amen. That's how destiny focus, and the Lord just had been dealing with me on that particular topic, vain glory. And truly, if the man of God say, hey, we all have a testimony about sin. Amen. He tickled me because I've never heard that. He said some of us was gifted in sin. Hallelujah. I could have fell out when he said that. But nevertheless, gifted in sin. What you mean? When we were in it, we were in it. And we know we worked on our profession when we was in the world. So guess what? Now we have another vocation. We have a holiness as a vocation. Holiness is a profession. Yeah. So we have to work on this thing every day. Amen. Every day. Amen. So we bless you. I got two or three calls trying to come. Now, they know I'm on the broadcast during these hours. So, amen. They'll just have to roll over the voicemail. The prophet thinks you have just enlightened me today. And I tell you, I'm going back to the altar because I want to be humble before God. And certainly I want to serve God in the beauty of holiness, not for myself, amen, but to be able to impart some wisdom and some knowledge and to give people your testimony and let them know what God has done in your life, amen. And when people are aware of that, then they have a greater appreciation. They have a greater, greater appreciation for you sharing with them. Because some of us, you know, we ain't been, some of us afraid to even give our testimonies.
My God.
Some of us, that would be too. And, you know, and prophet thinks, you know, you do have to be led our life. The Bible says we are living epistles, read of all men. And so we have to be transparent. We have to be transparent. I'm not one that just share everywhere I go. I'm led when God lead me and share things, then I share. Because everything is not for everybody. And every word not for every show. God has a specific word for every house. Why? Because there's spirits that rest in houses that's different. You know, you have a control.
Yes.
You have a lead demon in every church, a lead spirit in every church, and there's an angel for every church. You better know that. Mm-hmm. So you better know what you're dealing with. Amen. You might be dealing with a spirit that you want to deal with, but it's not what God has assigned. God knows every individual. He knows what rests and abides in every sanctuary because he knows our heart. Amen. So you have to go with a specific word designed for that house, for that house, and for that people. Amen. Because God fully knows and God will reveal. So people of God, oh, Lord, I'm going to give it back into the hands of the man of God before he dismisses and let him have the final remarks. I certainly want to remember Sister Robin asked me to make sure that I pray for some people, and the people that she asked gave me their names is Marilyn. Marilyn is her sister. She just came out of surgery. And Stedman and Paula, I don't know their needs, but she asked for prayer for these people. So I want Prophet Sinks to pray for them before we dismiss and give his information out and whatever final remarks he have, go right ahead, man of God. We appreciate you so much. This word has blessed me today.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor. It's always a blessing to be in your company. I tell you, I thank and praise God. It's nothing like when we come together, the saints of God. My sister Pat used to say we speak the same language. Praise be to God. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the wonderful, encouraging remarks that you gave. My soul is blessed. My soul is sealed. And I am encouraged. Praise be to God. And remember, people of God, wisdom is the ability to discern right from wrong and good from bad. Praise be to God. We need discernment. Give us the spirit of discernment. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for your moms. Oh, it just was sweet hearing her voice. We're always praying for her. We're lifting her up in our prayers. God has me and the man of God, you called his number out, my co-worker in the gospel, evangelist minister Lawrence Myers, who you had talked with last night, and he prayed for Prophet Chad. That's that 908 number, 61. That's evangelist minister Lawrence Myers, a beautiful brother. I wouldn't trade him for no one. Praise be to God. And an encouraging man. Love the people of God and is always on a mission to win a soul to Christ. So I tell you, I thank and praise God, because that's what it's about, winning souls. It's about souls, people of God. Praise be to God. So we don't never want to forget that opportunity. That's the greatest thing right there. Don't get to us and get so caught up in our agenda, and we don't see the soul out there that needs to know Jesus. Come on, somebody. I'll stop a message to pray for a soul that want to come to Jesus. It ain't about me. I'll stop my topic. Come on, somebody. But you got some, they just want to get their stuff off, and they'll put the soul on the back burner. What? If God would have did that to us, woo! So I tell you, we thank and praise God for the Block Talk Radio, our awesome, mighty platform that God has raised up for such a time as this. I'm excited about the pastor. Hit tomorrow. Oh, my God, Mike. I love to hear her speak, Pastor Glorious. I love to hear her speak. And we are praying for the sons and daughters of promise. Praise be to God. We are keeping the prayer up for each one we come into contact with, even on this line. We are praying for the bishops and for the elders and for the prophets. And, you know, we're lifting up Prophet Chad on yesterday. We're doing a month. God has dropped the vision in the man of God, Prophet Evangelist Lawrence Myers' heart, to pray every day this whole month. For we're going to focus on one person each day for this whole month. Whoever God dropped in our spirit, and it was Prophet Chad yesterday. Praise be to God. And so we're lifting up the leaders. Prophet Chad is a leader. Praise be to God. And we're lifting up the leaders all this month. Praise be to God, because the leaders need to be encouraged. We need to pray for leadership. A lot of things are going on right now. And remember, saints of God, when we do something we ain't got no business, it don't hurt. It don't hit us like it do, like we think, but it's a hit to the blow. It's a blow to the body of Christ. The first thing a person say is, I thought they would say, that's why I don't go to church. They'll call the whole church on your nonsense. That's why we have to press and do all that's in us to stay focused and obey God and live this holiness. It's holiness, y'all. It's still holiness. Praise be to God. So we thank God for that. We're going to go up in prayer as we close out. And we want to remember to keep each other up in prayer, saints of God. Father God, we thank you for this appointment, this divine appointment. Father God, for this ordained platform, Father God, for this here place in you, God. Hallelujah, for your faithful servant, Pastor Adrian Bernard. Father God, we ask you to give a double portion of your anointing. Father God, a double portion. Bless her ministry spiritually, physically, financially, and collectively. Let her not want for nothing. She should not lack. Her ministry should not lack. But Father God, every need shall be met. No weapon formed against shall prosper. The tongue in judgment will not consist. This is the heritage of the Lord. Father God, you ordained this platform. You called her, Father God, to the ministry. You called her, Father God. And Father God, you don't call anyone, Father God, that you don't already supply and equip. Every need shall be met according to the will of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, cover her mother even right now. Strengthen her mother, the woman of God. Father God, we wish above all that she be in good health and prosper, even as her soul prosper. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, touch Sister Danielle even right now.
oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, give a favor, God. Father God, go before God. Touch the heart of the people, God. You change the heart of the king, God. There is nothing too hard for our God. Father God, according to your will, God. Be it according to your will, God. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, touch your brother. Touch your grandson. Touch your family, Father God. Oh, Pastor Adrian Bernard, touch the family, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Our God, I got a mochata in the mighty name of Jesus. Even those that are to come, generation to generation, shall be blessed. Father God, your name, God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to touch even right now. Sister Robin Knox, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, strengthen her, God. And Prophet Chad, oh God. Touch Mother, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Erica Bradford, God. Touch Erica Bradford even right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every name, oh God, that was given, oh God, to pray for, God. We petition right now, God. We hold them up before you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that no matter what's going on in their lives, outside of their lives, God, there's nothing that takes place that you don't know about, God. Father God, we ask you to have your way, God. Set the crooked places straight. Father God, strip down the things that should be stripped down. Father God, and build them up in the areas that they should be built up, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, prepare the breaches, God, over these families, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, that your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, we're going to give you the praise even right now, God. Hallelujah, because we know there's no failure in you, God. Father God, give us, oh, Father God, hallelujah, the acceptance in our hearts, oh, God, that whatever your answer is, God, that we'll say yes, Lord, to your will and yes to your way, God. Remember the bereaved families on today, God. Father God, touch those sick in their body. Let the sick say I'm healed. Let the weak say I'm strong. Set the captive free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Set the most maids on today that have surrendered their lives unto you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember our youth today. Remember our school system. Father God, touching that prison, jail, institution, halfway house, shelter. Father God, and that boys on girls on foster home, parents and children, that EMT driver, policemen and women, firemen and women, rescue workers. Father God, remember our governmental system today, God. Touching that White House, Father God. Hallelujah, that Hall of Justice, God. In that courtroom, oh God. Touch our president, vice president, governor, senators, congressmen and women. Oh, Father God, mayor men and women, oh God. Councilmen and women. Father God, ward members, oh God. Touching that disability program and that Social Security office, that welfare office. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. That Section 8 program. Father God, it's all in your hands, God. We lift it up before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now. And Lord, as we go through our several destinations, Father God, and depart from the line, but not from your presence. Father God, we ask you to cover each one, God, in our several locations, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, for that we're grateful. We give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We declare a victory even right now by the power and authority and dominion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Also, we want you to remember Prophet Chaz. He has a prayer line. Visit his page. I don't have his information, but he's on Friday and Saturday evening from 7 to 7:30 minutes, 7 to 7:30. That's Central Standard Time. So you can visit his page, Chad Bradford. Amen, amen. So we bless the Lord for all that we've heard. Call in early tomorrow. Prophet Pastor Gloria ain't long, but she's strong. So call in and be a support. Invite someone to come on tomorrow. Prophet Sphinx, could you give them your information for your prayer line?
Yes, yes.
And thank God for you, Elder Myers. Thank God for you being with us on today. I do apologize we weren't able to open the lines, but God bless you all. Give them your information, Prophet Sphinx, and we're going to sign off.
Yes, it's Live and Learn Ministry, prayer and online fellowship. We're on every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. Praise be to God, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. The phone number is area code 302-202 1104, and the code access number is 258026. That phone number is 302-202-1104, and the code is 258026. That's Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. God bless.
Amen, amen. So God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless. I saw Sister Nitro on the line also. So God bless. Love you all with the love of God.
God bless you. Love you all.